Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and we're streaming at KCNR 1460 AM. Good morning. Today, the 27th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I have Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Very good morning. And today is?
Today is National Korean War Veterans Day.
National Korean War Veterans Day. You know, for so many years, we did the honor flight.
Yes.
They took the World War II veterans back. And then as World War II veterans were getting less and less, and they started with the Korean War veterans because, they're in their 90s
yes.
now also.
Yeah, we have the Anderson VFW does a lot of celebrations with the Korean War veterans. And Kim Chamberlain for so many years has brought all those people from Korea and everything. And this has always been a day that was really built up specifically with the Anderson vets.
And they would bring in like their not their ambassador but their consulate from San Francisco, and they brought beautiful presents to the veterans.
Nice dinners and wonderful ceremonies that they had for all. I don't know whether they're doing something this year or not, but it's always a special day, and we have a lot of Korean War veterans in our community.
We do. And
as you indicate, they're getting older.
They are getting older. And now, I imagine in about another, probably within a decade, they'll start the honor flights for the Vietnam War guys.
Gosh.
Because a lot of them are in their 80s now.
Yeah.
And another 10 years, they'll be,
I look back over the years that I've been involved in the community, and I remember all the wonderful events that we've done for all of our different veterans. We always had the Pearl Harbor celebration, when when we started that, gosh, there was a bunch of them. I mean, we'd fill that whole corner up down by the courthouse.
Right.
And now I think we've got maybe one left.
Maybe one left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Korean War veterans, the same thing as, World War II. Hey.
They used to have reunions of groups of people down at the Marine Corps Hotel down there in San Francisco. It's a beautiful place. Marine Corps Association is the hotel. And there's a reunion they'd have every year of these gents that fought on, Guadalcanal or something, and one of the battles, and they'd have a reunion, and the last one, and there's a bottle of scotch there, it's been there for decades, and the last one would be able to open up that bottle.
There you go.
And I don't know, maybe he has at this point, if he's still alive. Yeah. I can say he because that's the way it was back then. And by the way, here's Trish Clark, she's my partner here.
And, it's Thursday mornings, but I love... our veterans, I think this is a community that has really always celebrated and appreciated and recognized our veterans.
The community has.
I have just been so proud to be a part of that for so many years because we recognize and we support and respect them.
Well,
so Korean War Veterans Day today.
It is. So, and I've been talking to Kim Chamberlain a few times in the last couple, last week. She wanted to get this young man on whose brother – was appointed to the United States Military Academy, and his younger brother is just gotten a full ride scholarship with the Navy through ROTC thing, but he's too shy to come on, which is too bad.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Anyway,
all right. It's 66 degrees in downtown Ready. Just nice and crisp this morning. We're looking for a high today of only 96. Light and variable winds becoming south in the morning. And then tonight, mostly clear with a high about 68. On Friday, it's going to get a little hotter. High of 96, a low of 67. Saturday, 95, and Saturday night, 66. Sunday, 97, Sunday night, low of 67. And on Monday, darn it, it's going to get right back up there to 100 again, 66. But then going back down to 98. And I can kind of hang around and do this wonderful high 90s and low 90s weather forever. It feels so good after scorching days of 110 in a row.
And you can tell it.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
At least I can.
Well, I absolutely can. And I think that, for one thing, the morning starts out cooler. You don't wake up feeling, oh, my gosh, it didn't cool off last night. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. And speaking of veterans, I'm just enraged about something here. Concerning our veterans, as you remember the debacle in Afghanistan as we were pulling out, and those 13 service people were killed. Mostly, I think it's like 11 Marines, a sailor, and a soldier.
And we barely mentioned it.
Hardly ever. The whole thing was handled so horribly.
Oh,
okay. Well, here's what enrages me. One of the members of the Marine Corps that were killed there is going to be interred in Arlington, Virginia. Which is, by the way, harder and harder to get into because they're running out of spaces. So they've got to kind of say, okay, you start at this level and you work your way down. Right. The government flew him back flew her back. From Afghanistan. So the family could have the family. You know, they had the funeral there with all her friends. You know, and the family and all the people there in remembrance. Well, then the DOD, under a new guidelines, refused to fly the body from the remains, the casket, from California to Arlington. And so the family had to come up, and it cost $60,000 to do it. So the family was trying to raise the money, and a nonprofit, military-affiliated nonprofit came in and paid the money. I wish I could remember the name of it, but I can't. To get the remains back to Arlington for the funeral. And this is why I'm enraged. This person, this young lady, this Marine, was killed in combat, and no matter what the reasons. And the government of the United States refused to fly the remains from California to Arlington for whatever reason, yet we'll spend millions on mutilating the genitals of transgenders in the service.
Yeah.
And the part that just irritates me the most is that we have flights running back and forth across the United States daily, hundreds of flights that go from California back to the East Coast. For training flights, C-130s, any one of these, C-130s, C-141s, C-5s fly back and forth because they have training flights. If you look in just, you know, if you just look at their schedule just for, you know, like for retirees and veterans and active duty to be able to fly as space available, there's hundreds of spots flying all over, thousands of spots flying all over the United States every week. And you're telling me they could not find a flight, a National Guard flight, a U.S. Air Force flight, a Marine flight, a Navy flight, all of whom have C-130s that, you know, are traveling or jets are traveling back and forth, and you couldn't find room for a coffin in one of these planes? This has enraged me that this family would have to come up with the money to inter the remains of a fallen hero at Arlington.
And you know, I've heard nothing about that, but what about the simple fact that Nancy Pelosi's airplane flies back and forth from California at the drop of a hat?
They could have put it on that.
That's what I'm saying.
They could have put it on
I mean, the ex-Speaker of the House, the head of the Democratic Congress, and she, I mean, are you kidding me?
Look it up. If you think I'm making this up or I've gotten the facts, just look it up on the internet and you'll see it. And if it doesn't, I don't care if you're a veteran or not. This should enrage you that this would be done by this administration with all of the things they're doing, and they cannot honor somebody falling in combat in a debacle of a withdrawal in Afghanistan, which was bad enough.
It oh, my God. Never don't even happened. Start on don't all the start, horrible start, things that happened with that.
Don't even start with me on that. But not to fly the remains to Arlington. Arlington.
That's incredible. That's unforgivable beyond the pale. There are no words.
I'm gonna go to Congressman LaMalfa on this and just say, you know,
he should get up on the House floor and put it in the record.
This should be so bipartisan by our senators and all of our congresspeople out of here, out of California, to say, you know what, that is wrong.
Absolutely.
Okay, got to take a break. But that got me going. Okay. Hey, it's Tuesday, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry on 2225 Hilltop Drive, of course. You hear me talk about this every day. And why is that? They've been with us since the day we opened, first of all. They provide great value for their jewelry. They have a great selection of it, ranging from Native American to estate jewelry. You name it, they've got it. Plus your regular, you know, watches and all this. Plus they have the only watch repairman in Northern California that fixes watches that are broken. Watches that mean things to people, maybe heirlooms or something you want to have and you want to wear it. They have them there, all at Four Winds Jewelry. And it's locally owned, locally operated, been around 30 years. And it's one of the very few full-service jewelry stores in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we'll be right back. Yeah, thank God.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, local board of directors, two branches right here in Reading, one in Anderson, one in Red Bluff. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Christina, is somebody there? Hello? We're switching things over here.
We're switching things around here.
Okay, good morning.
So we have a new caller on the phone.
Oh, okay, we lost the last one. Okay.
Yeah, 1 second, please.
Hello, new caller. Good morning. Come on, guys. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, good morning. You're on the air.
Okay, this is Terry. I'm not a new caller.
Oh, okay. Well, we had somebody else calling. It was a new caller, and then they dropped off. And so now you're here, Terry.
What's good morning, Terry.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring up a couple of things quickly. This Sunday morning, I think everybody needs to be tuning in to KCNR. Kevin Cry is going to have an amazing program talking about what happened at the Board of Supervisor meeting, including the Rancheria, and which is a very important subject. What really happened there. We'll be having a program on talking about H.R. 1585. That's a law that will stop the schools from having this secret privacy policy with children where the parents don't know what they're telling the kids or what they're allowing the kids to do. And I talked to Mark Spanigal, the chief of staff of Doug Romalfa, yesterday for about an hour. Got some good information on that. It won't be boring. Trust me, it won't be.
Terry, is this the bill that the Bethel Church has come out telling their people to vote against or to send letters about?
No, there's nothing. There's really no letters. It's actually a bill that's out.
Exactly, but out. I mean, people to call the legislature and vote.
This is a House Republican bill.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Is being passed to withhold funds from the schools that are doing all these horrible things to our kids.
Perfect.
And having a secrecy policy from parents that they can take kids out of school, that they can talk to them about their changing their sex, that they can do all these things without the parents knowing.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
Okay, that'll be our program part of it. And we'll have some other new news on that, especially with Temecula School System, who the governor just fined $1.5 million because they want their kids to be taught really what they should be taught in school. And then Mark Kent and Linda Kent will have an amazing program. Those three programs will be good. We'll follow it up on Mountaintop Media with podcasts that will be out on Facebook, Rumble, Spotify, and on Mountaintop Media within the week. Now, The thing I wanted to bring up really quick, and I'm so glad you're on, Trish, I've been waiting to talk to you about this. The Reddy Rancheria deal, that was a good deal for everybody. Mike Johnson, who's our sheriff, it was very, a lot of people found this a little strange. He did not want the 30-year program, and he didn't think that the Rancheria was coughing up enough money. Now, when sheriffs and people, first responders, go to the Rancheria now or to the casino now, they don't get paid anything.
Gotcha.
And to me, I do not trust the Rancheria, who has been, I mean, come on, everybody, whether you agree with the gambling or not, those guys have really reached out to the community. I don't care who you are. You can't deny that.
Well, we pretty much hammered that down yesterday when we had Reddy Rancheria on.
Well, we did and we didn't, because we didn't get to the part about the sheriff saying it wasn't enough money. Well, I just, when there's no money now.
The DA, the sheriff, and the chief of police. Or not the chief, but
the chief police never said anything.
No, I'm I misspoke, Terry. Let me finish. The fire chief, Shasta County fire chief, said they had not seen this newest agreement. That was what they said. They, you know.
Well,
and
I don't remember
what,
the fire
Terry,
chief saying
me,
that. But, yeah.
Terry, off for a second. Let me finish. They had said they had not seen it. This thing's been going on for 5 years, as we just, you know, as we pointed out. Everybody's seen it. They didn't see the newest one, but as we talked about with Reddy Rancheria, was that they had, in good faith, bargained that for the first time they are paying plus $3 million up front. So we pretty much hit that. Now, Terry, your turn.
Okay, well, the thing is that really we didn't hit the part that the reason that the sheriff was upset about it is because he didn't want a 30-year contract. We did hit that he only wanted five, but he said it wasn't enough money.
Okay.
That was the point that I think needs to be made, whether you're a sheriff fan or not. The point is that it's better than zero money.
Oh, absolutely. They're not getting anything now.
That's correct.
Well, and you bring up a really good point, because this has been a stickler in this whole thing since that was first built. And I was on the board at that time, and we went round and round, because at one point, someone from the Rancheria was actually trying to explain at a CSAC meeting that I was attending, that in fact they were paying, and they were doing this and they were doing that. And I, as chairman of the board, stood up in that meeting and said, well, I want to know about this deal that you've got with the sheriff of Shasta County, because as chairman of the board, I'm unaware you're giving them any money. And they haven't all this time. Now, let me say, the Rancheria in so many other ways has continued to put money into this community. But you're right. Shasta County government has never had an agreement with them where we get paid for fire, police, anytime we go out there, anything. So I applaud the board that they finally went forward and did something. It's unfortunate the current heads of these departments weren't totally up to speed, but I can guarantee you that there's been people from their departments in all of those areas in on these negotiations for the last 5 years.
Well, the other thing is, too, and another thing, Carl, I think that a lot of people may have heard your program yesterday, but when Trisha's on, a lot of people listen to the program because they appreciate her as far as her knowledge, which she has a ton of what's happened here in the community, and her expertise on how things work at the county level. So that's the reason I brought it up.
No, and Terry, I absolutely agree with you on that. She's a click magnet. So,
anyway, she does give great information. And yeah, the thing is that with the chief for fire said that basically one of the things he was concerned about, something happening like what happened at the Monte Carlo, where there was the seventh story and it got on fire and what that costs and everything else. And the one last thing I want to say is that the $7.8 million that the Child's Advocacy Center got, which our DA, Stephanie Bridget, is on that board, a 501c3, we cannot get minutes from them on what happened, but we can find out where the money's going. Now, the claim was that apparently either the Ken or the parents of one of the victims of the Zog fire wanted the money to go there. Well, I mean, I find it hard to swallow that a lot of people even know what that is. But again, I think we need to know where the money is going on that. And the other question I have, and I'll leave it with Trish because I think she may know the answer to this, how is it that Stephanie Bridget has the jurisdiction to hand out the money that's being given to the county for all different things in which the jurisdiction of that money is either of the city council or of the Board of Supervisors? How does she get to divvy that money up?
Because I think that was written into the agreement, Terry.
Okay.
That the money in each county would be distributed when they made these deals by the district attorney. And
evidence that in PG&E there was criminal activity and not just a civil suit, and that's what Kevin will probably talk about.
Right.
And we are going to get the, with a bit redacted, we're going to get the information from the DA's office on what went on. And the last thing I'll say is the DA even admitted they had been negotiating with the Rancheria. Heck, the Rancheria helped them with, what, three DAs or something?
Yeah.
The assistant DAs, so...
Yeah, as I indicate, there's a lot of stuff, and I certainly don't want to leave the impression that the Rancheria has not committed money and done things over the period of time that they've been in existence that has helped county government, because they've been involved in several different things over the years. The difference is they never had an agreement about when the sheriff gets paid, when he comes out there, and they go out there a lot, or when the fire department has to be in there for inspections that are required, or those different things, and now that's taken care of, and I applaud the board, and also want to say that as I understand it, they will be able to go back and renegotiate this as things change period of years.
That's part of it.
Correct.
Okay, Terry, thanks. We got to run, buddy. We've got a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, backhoes, skid steers, side-by-sides if you want to go out on the roads, you know, on the weekends and go up for some excitement. These are just a very small percentage of all the equipment they have out there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800 or stop by 2540 Gateway Drive, which I recommend, so you can take a look at all of the things they have out there that can help make your life a lot easier. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Now,
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost for the people in the program, and it's to reduce the numbers of debilitating falls, serious injuries suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They'll put grab rails on your in your house, railings, these kind of things, to ensure that you have some help getting to your house and you don't fall. Call PSA 2 Area on Aging at 530-842-1687 for more information on the program. And we're here with Riverfront Playhouse.
Good morning.
Aaron Stewart, good morning. And Don Cipriani.
Cingrani.
Nobody gets it right.
That's okay, yeah.
I must have just totally heard it wrong, which is not unusual for me. We're here talking about The Rainmaker, which is a play being put on at Riverfront. So who wants to start?
I'll start. So we have a preview tonight, and I was explaining to one of the actors last night, a preview is not another dress rehearsal. And it comes out of the theatrical tradition of getting to do your show one night before the critics come with an audience, because an audience changes the show.
Oh, I think. Sure.
So The Rainmakers, it's been around. It was a movie in 1956, opened on Broadway in 1954, and it's a staple of community theater. And I think right now is a good time to see it. You know, it's a very much a family kind of a drama, although it's really a romantic comedy. And it's, you know, in a time of drought, 110 in the shade. In fact, they made a musical out of it called 110 in the Shade.
Yeah, and we thought, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and we thought Reading in July and August could relate.
So, I think so.
So what's the story about?
It's about the Curry family who have a ranch. And they are losing cattle every day. And also, the daughter of the house is old for that time. She's like in her mid-20s, and she's still not married. So those are the two conflicts that come out right away within the first 15 minutes. And into that mix comes the Rainmaker. And he's a con man, a charmer. And he will bring the rain of their choice for $100. And so some of the family buys into it, and some of the family absolutely doesn't. And law enforcement doesn't buy into it. So quite a few things happen as a result of that. But, you know, it's a romantic comedy, so it all comes together at the end.
Well, good. So it has a happy ending.
Certainly.
It does.
No,
I don't,
we could use,
you don't
we could
remember,
use a happy
I
ending.
Remember yes. I remember the movie. I loved it. Yeah.
Okay, so Don, and which are you in the cast? I think you are.
I am in the cast. I play the father, H.C. Curry.
Oh, you're not going to play that suave con man?
Well, you know, I wish I could, but I think those days are behind me, Carl.
Yeah, no, it's not. I think as we look more distinguished, the more we can fool people.
Well, perhaps, but you know, I will say as an aside, the role of this play is dear to my heart. It really kind of closes a circle for me. What got me interested in theater in the first place was in high school. I played sports in high school, and theater was the last thing from my mind. But I had several good friends who I played sports with that were involved in theater, and our senior class play, I went to watch them and was just amazed at their talent and how they transformed into their characters. And ever since then, just had this itch to try theater that I never really scratched until late into my adulthood. But that play, my senior year in high school, was The Rainmaker.
Oh, wow.
So when I saw this on Riverfront's schedule, I had to audition. In fact, I even called Aaron before auditions and lobbied for, please, please, please cast me in this, you know, in this play. I so want to be in this play. So, fortunately, there's a part for an older guy like me, playing the patriarch of the family. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, and you can now. When is it playing?
When does it play?
Yeah,
tonight's preview at 7:30.
Tonight's a preview, but then it goes on.
And then Friday and Saturday performances for 3 weeks, always at 7:30, and a Sunday matinee at 2:00.
And we have some tickets for this. Trish already snatched two.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to it.
So this is like we said, it's family friendly.
Very much
and
so.
And it has, it's a romantic comedy, even though that, you know, I've heard of The Rainmaker, and I've kind of read about it in the past. I did not realize that part of it. Mm-hmm. And I got the part about a guy coming in and say he's going to make it rain. And so I wasn't sure what it was, and I have somehow missed that through high school and college and all this. But we have some tickets here, but it's for this first week. So if you're interested in that, and we'll be giving them away, you can just give us a call here at the station at 605-4567 and get a couple of tickets. The Riverfront Playhouse is just beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful facility.
And let's talk about that, because a lot of us have not been to the new location, so kind of we assume everybody in town knows where that is, and I'm pretty sure that not everybody does.
Well, it's almost at the end of California Street before you make that curve to the left. Past the
Gold Street,
used to be Gold Street Liquors. Yeah. It's something else now. Yeah. And it's really a nice setting.
So on the other side of the street.
It's
on the right side as you go south.
It's the El Rio gym building.
Is where it is.
Yeah. In fact, remembers where the Rio gym building had a pool. Well, the actual theater stage and seating is the pool. where it used to be the pool area.
Oh, okay.
It was closed for a long time, yeah. And then you all, you know, of course, Riverfront was looking down at Pine Street, and that became insurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding this place, but it's just beautiful on the inside. And how many does it seat?
About 150.
Yeah, so.
So you've almost, half again, I think the other one was 100, wasn't it?
99,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
150, so you can get 150 people, and there's not a bad seat in the house. And,
that's true.
And you're like, when you're that close, it's kind of like you're.
Oh, it's wonderful theater.
You're part of the cast.
Yeah.
Okay, so the cast of The Rainmaker has 165 cast members. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you count the 100 and
right.
The 150.
Because they feel.
Because the audience, because you're right there, you kind of feel like you're.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful entrance to the theater. You actually go over this bridge on a creek.
Yeah.
And then somebody was saying to me yesterday, it's like you go into another world. It takes you away from your own life into another life, which is.
Okay, now how do people get tickets if they don't get them here?
They can go online to riverfrontplayhouse.net, and it's very user-friendly. Just click on tickets and then click on The Rainmaker. They can also walk into Enjoy the Store and get tickets there.
Well, it's a good place to do it, too. It's right across the street.
And then at the door, about 45 minutes before the performance, if we have tickets available, they can buy them at the door.
And again, this is, I just read an article about the 10 reasons why it's great to live in Reading on a national magazine. And one of them is our arts and theater and culture. And Riverfront is one of the reasons that we're the top 10 reasons here is because we have a very active theater community of very, very accomplished people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, the Riverfront has never put on a bad play, your choices of plays and, that you put on are just outstanding. So,
and you made a comment earlier, I don't know if it was on the air or not, that this is definitely a word-of-mouth community.
Yeah.
It always amazes me because if you want to go someplace, there is some place to go in Shasta County every night of the week, and on the weekends, about 25. I mean, make your choice. Whatever you want to do, it's going on in Shasta County someplace. And I'm constantly amazed by the number of people who are unaware of the things that, like, are going on at Riverfront Playhouse or Shasta College or all of these venues that are available. If you just go online, what's happening in Reading, or listen to the radio, or open up your eyes and look, because there's just a lot of stuff going on. And certainly the Riverfront Playhouse has been a part of this community for forever.
So
wonderful.
So we have, it starts at 7:30 at night, except for Sundays, and then you have a matinee at 2 p.m.
Yes.
And these tickets we have are good for today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And tonight.
And tonight, of course. So we've got these, so we'll be giving all of these away this week. And, you know, we like matinees, frankly.
Oh,
do most people.
Those are our biggest houses.
Yeah, in Reading, matinees almost sell out where other nights we've got lots of
available
seats.
These tickets are good, and it's a voucher. You just have to come up to the
front. Yes, you can just come up, or you can go online and you give them the voucher number.
Okay.
Is it on there?
I'm not sure.
Well, they can come to the theater for sure.
But they
or
don't
go
have to
enjoy
we
the
We don't
store.
Have to do anything in advance
no.
to going to the theater. Okay, because I know at one point when you got tickets given, you had to go and do something before you got there that
well,
night.
Well, that's the voucher, though.
Oh, okay.
You just exchange it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to go on Sunday, I'd say
probably
you might want to go online.
Yeah. Just
okay.
Or go to the Enjoy store.
Yeah, and just say, hey, I've got these. Just come and exchange them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Aaron and Don, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Welcome.
And anytime you have something going on down there, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you so much for your support.
You know what? We do support the arts because that's part of a community. A newspaper, a good local radio station, locally owned, locally operated. And, you know, our arts community, the vibrancy of our downtown, all these things that are happening here. And this is just part of it and a big part of it. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. Stones, you can call now. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment resolution.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is Thursday, even though I might have said Tuesday a little while ago.
Who knows?
Who knows? It started with a T. Give me a break. It's 7:51 in the morning here on the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. It's workers' compensation. If you're not getting the treatment you should be getting because of an injury at work, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. We had dinner last night with the Gormans. Really, really
nice couple.
Oh, they are.
I sat with them at a function a while back.
Well, I tell you what, they go to a function and they support the function. If there's been an auction off, man, he's right in the middle of that. And they're just very, very nice people, but he's very, very proficient in his job. If you're looking for somebody that's going to help you when it comes to workers' injuries, give them a call. 530-262-2168. Okay, Tuesday they voted on the resolution for the Second Amendment, a resolution for the County of Shasta, and we have Stones on the line. Stones, good morning.
Hey, good morning. 20-second announcement prior to this. Stephen King, our local convicted pedophile, he's impersonating Shasta County.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? What
Stephen
did you say?
King,
I didn't hear.
He's a local convicted pedophile, public record.
Okay.
He is impersonating Shasta County citizen journalists on YouTube. At CCJ, that would be me and Lori. He is impersonating us, and he's going to places and harassing anti-Kevin Cry recallers. So that's my announcement. So that's not me and Lori on YouTube. So in the Second Amendment.
Okay.
We passed it. It's passed 2.5 years. We're not claiming to be a sanctuary. Unfortunately, some people are inserting the word sanctuary. The resolution does not read sanctuary. So I really wish people would not use that term. Sanctuary means what? You have 100% protection. And when you live in a county where the sheriff is going to arrest you, when you're exercising your Second Amendment rights, that's not a sanctuary.
Okay. So open carry was not part of this?
Absolutely not.
To make that clear, because people, I mean, whether you want open carry or you don't want open carry, that was not part of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely not.
And that was now, one of the questions on our chat room. Does this mean open carry? No, it doesn't mean this at all. What does it mean? Because I read it.
It means that we're just reaffirming rights that we already have under the Second Amendment.
Yeah. And, well, we're not going to pass a resolution and then put it on a shelf and let it collect dust. That is useless, right? No, absolutely not. We have intentions. So, and Patrick Jones is public. He said this on the radio. He intends to pass a county policy to allow government employees, county employees, if they have concealed permits, to be able to carry at work. This does happen in other states and jurisdictions in this very country of ours. Yes, it does. Not a new idea, although there'll be some pushback. So hopefully that will be introduced very soon. The state is fighting it already. They've amended Senate Bill 2.
Of course they have.
So they're trying to change the penal code right now where any concealed permit holder can carry on local government or state buildings. That is allowed right now by law. If you have a permit. The state right now has taken that out of the penal code via the bill. So if the bill passes as written, those rights go away. California Rifle Pistol, of course, doing great work in this state. They also endorse our resolution. They have their bullseye on this Senate bill too. So hopefully that doesn't come into play.
So this resolution, what it said, from what I understood, unless it's been changed, said that the county of Shasta says that there should be no laws that that abridge the rights under the Constitution that's been adjudicated in the Supreme Court. What else is new? I mean, what's any changes?
Well, again, like Trish says, we're reaffirming the Second Amendment as written and not watered down by a bunch of judges who think they're smarter than us, because they're not, by the way. They're not smarter than the founders. Absolutely not. And we have to start reclaiming. We've got to freeze the infringements. We need to put them on hold, and we need to start reclaiming our Second Amendment rights that have been taken away from us.
Well, you know, one of the things that's always bothered me is, specifically as an example, the schools, where we demand that our children go to school in a totally unprotected environment. And I have said, if that's the way our government officials feel about guns, then we should require that they do their business in exactly the same environment that our children go to school in, i.e. no guns.
Yeah.
Why should they have all of these metal detectors and body guards and all these people protecting them while they do their business? Why don't our children deserve the same protection?
That's a whole other conversation, and we're almost out of time. But the schools, even after receiving millions and millions of dollars of COVID money, the schools can hire armed security private. They can hire, it doesn't have to be a law enforcement. They can hire private security armed, and they don't do so. So it's the fault of the school for not having armed security.
Okay. Well, to me, the state of California, if you're going to take firearms out of schools, that they ought to provide the money for the sheriffs and the police departments. Yes. Should provide the money to have one of their trained officers, a sworn officer, at each school. I mean,
I agree.
That's simply it. And it's not on the street every day, so you could use a retired policeman. You could do something like that is still active and still able to do the job. That, to me, seems like a simple
solution. But to me, and this is just personal opinion, it seems to me it would be much more effective to have people on the campus that are there, around, qualified, not carrying openly, but just in the school. It seems to me that would deter people rather than saying, rest assured you can come in here and there isn't anybody who is going to object to you coming in and blowing everybody apart because nobody has a gun. Why not just say...
We've got another caller.
There are people that have guns.
We got another caller.
Guess who they are.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Dolores. Hello. Dolores, you're on.
Yes. What? Hi, good morning.
You got a minute.
Okay. I'll try to make it quick. I have a letter here. It says, Dear Ms. Lucero, this letter is to notify you that the Enforcement Division of the Fair and Political Practice Commissioner will investigate the allegations under the jurisdiction of the Commissioner of the sworn complaint you submitted in the above referenced matters. Specifically, we have opened a case to review the potential violation related to the respondent. statements of the economic interest form 700.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
This was a letter submitted to, it was sent to me in July 2020, just recently, regarding Kevin Cry. Kevin Cry never reported his 700 and the income, and I actually reported him regarding the conflict of interest.
Okay.
So he's under investigation regarding that.
Okay.
And also,
thank you, Dolores.
With,
yeah.
Also with the FBI.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. We've got 8 o'clock here, and we have the news, and we come back. We're going to be talking movies in Shasta County in the North State. And it turns out it's bigger business than we thought. Dolores, is she on something?
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite some fierce headwinds, America's economy made a surprisingly strong showing in the second quarter.
The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show an unexpected 2.4% annual growth rate from April through June. Consumer spending slowed during the quarter, but business investment and state and local government spending grew faster. The report shows continued economic resilience in the face of steadily higher interest rates.
Correspondent Greg Clugston says the upbeat report comes a day after the Fed hiked interest rates again, a quarter point increase. Wall Street apparently pleased with the latest readout on the economy. Stocks have been trading higher this morning. His plea is not guilty. Hunter Biden entering the plea to federal tax charges after his plea deal, derided by Republicans as a sweetheart deal, fell apart yesterday in Delaware federal court. Ahead of his expected congressional testimony next week, Hunter Biden's business associate, Devin Archer, is reportedly in hiding, fearing for his family's safety, but planning to go ahead with his testimony. They're still not getting the answers they're seeking. House Judiciary Committee Republicans grilled Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas the other day. Among other things, they're trying to find out how many illegal aliens have entered the U.S. under Joe Biden's watch. There was no answer. Panel Chairman Jim Jordan.
Instead of building off the previous administration's success, this administration has abandoned any semblance of border security and immigration enforcement. And Americans are paying the price. And they demand accountability.
As before, Mayorkas is promising to get lawmakers the information they're looking for. Trees came down along with power lines when powerful thunderstorms hit southern Michigan yesterday, leaving close to 150,000 utility customers without power. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now, and I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Amid fading poll numbers, GOP presidential Ron DeSantis has fired more than a third of his campaign staff, that according to a report by Politico. It amounts to 38 campaign staffers giving their walking papers by DeSantis. Something happened to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday, and it's raising questions and concerns about his health. The 81-year-old minority leader of the Senate froze for about 20 seconds during a news conference. McConnell says that now he's feeling just fine.
The White House will roll out the red carpet today for the Italian Prime Minister. Conservative Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni will meet with President Biden for talks. Many of Meloni's policies are at odds with those of Mr. Biden, but the two leaders agree to help Ukraine defeat Russia. News and analysis, townhall.com. Mutinous soldiers in the African nation of Niger claim to have overthrown the democratically elected president, announcing on state television that they have put an end to the government over the country's deteriorating security situation. The announcement last night comes one day after uncertainty as members of Niger's presidential guard surrounded the presidential palace, detaining the president. The wife and daughter of exiled Chinese dissident Yao Ji are in detention on immigration charges in Thailand after a series of bomb threats made in their names against airports, luxury hotels, and the Chinese embassy in Bangkok derailed the family's plan to join Yao in the Netherlands. The threats appear to be part of Beijing's increasingly sophisticated efforts to harass Chinese dissidents who live overseas, as well as harass their families. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is Thursday, the 27th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Trish is here with the weather.
It is 68 degrees in downtown Reading and warming up. It's going to only get to 96 today, the low of 68 tonight. And, gosh, it's nice to wake up and have it a little cooler in the mornings and cooling off at night. On Friday, a high of 96 and a low of 67. Saturday, 95 and a low of 66. And on Sunday, 97 and a low of 67. On Monday, raising up to that 100-degree mark again, but then lowering down at 68 on Monday night and into next week in the high 90s, which is looking really good. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you know, it's been a while, but we have the film commissioner of, is it Shasta County, or is it just like all of the North State? Turn her on, please.
I serve Shasta, Tehama, Yuba, and Sutter Counties officially.
Okay, so you've got the whole enchilada there.
we have a few.
Sabrina Jurisic.
Yes.
And I get a... I guess a semi-regular newsletter from you. Is it monthly or is it just
It's at least quarterly. Yeah, at least quarterly. And then if we have, you know, special updates, we send out. We like to not inundate emails. People get enough emails.
Boy, that's true.
And one of the things was I was surprised at, not surprised because you know, we've had you on before, but all the film activity and different things that are happening up here in the North State. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, for sure. This year we have had 27 projects with 96 shoot dates and over nearly $1.2 million in local economic impact from those productions that are filming here. So we're, you know, averaging about, you know, production a week. And that's as of our June 30th quarterly report. So
So where are they filming these different things? All over Shasta County and different...
They film, you know, throughout the different jurisdictions. Primarily, the productions are based in Shasta County, and they're pulling from our resources here. Shasta County has a longer history with the Film Commission, having started in 2014. And so we've had a lot more time to build up infrastructure where the other counties have come on more recently.
Infrastructure. So you're talking people that run cameras that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I mean, 'cause I think this is a subject that very few people are aware that this even goes on in Shasta County.
For sure. I mean, it's one of those programs that benefits the community, but they don't have to feel a lot of impact from it. They oftentimes don't even know it's happening.
Well, I think that's true, and I think it's a good thing. We started talking about it years ago. A lot of people don't know that it actually happened and that we actually do that.
For sure. Yeah, it's great, and I appreciate so much being able to come on and talk about it.
Well, we talked, you and I talked about when there was rumors years ago about building a studio here for an ongoing series, and the and that never materialized. But talking to one of the producers of films that are very profitable in their, the 18 to 24 year age, you know, for males, you know, the guys we met out there at Anselmo's.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was. And he said the problem with bringing big productions up here was the cost, because they had to pay everybody time and a half, and they had to bring everything from L.A. Well, things have changed then, somewhat
sure.
since then.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. There's definitely more
resources. If you have a
resources.
Big production, you're going to still have to bring it. But, you know, we've got flights every day where they did, we didn't used to, and that would help, and send people home at night, so whatever. But on the line, we have some local filmmakers.
We do. We have, well, they produced a project locally. They're actually based in L.A.,
okay.
Both of them. Yeah, so.
Yellowbird, is that right?
Did Yellowbird, I get that? Yep. They filmed in, I'll let them share. But,
We have Angus Benfield and Tony Jarrett on the line. Good morning, gents.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell us a little bit about your production company.
I'm running a production company here in Los Angeles called Llama Entertainment, and we do lots of smaller sort of budget films and distribution as well. And so Tony and I we connected over this wonderful script that he wrote, and I'd already been talking. I'd actually filmed in Reading on another project like a year earlier, and I was just acting on that one, and I really loved it up there. I thought it was an amazing location. So it was literally a happy accident that I stumbled in Reading. I had never even heard of Reading, and mind you, I've only been in America for 6 years, so yeah, my geography's still fairly new. But and it was I loved the fact that it reminded me. I used to live in Christchurch, New Zealand, and it was a really small town, similar size to Reading. And it was a great, and being in a small town like this, it's so great how you can kind of get through everything really easily. There's wonderful locations, wonderful people. So I started talking with, even before Tony and I connected on this project, I started talking with some of the filmmakers I met in Reading. So like Kenny, Brian, and a few others who were part of, I think they're part of the Dramatic Conservatory or one of the schools there and stuff. So there was a few filmmakers I already started to connect with. And so I thought, let's try and get something off the ground. And then, I was sort of trying to develop a couple of different projects. And then, even before I could even get them going, then Tony came along. We connected on the script. And then that's when I thought, well, maybe Reading would be a good place because filming in Los Angeles is incredibly expensive location wise. So I know you're talking about like the problems of getting production to Reading, but then there's, you know, but when you've got these great locations and they're a lot easier to use and they're a lot cheaper, it sort of outweighs those costs. So, and then obviously talking to Sabrina, it was amazing, and that really was the big hook was because, you know, Sabrina was able to find, we only needed two locations, well technically it was like one, which was, the idea was like, when Tony had the script, I said, let's try and centralize it so it's all set in the one spot, and so in the story, it's only set at the grocery store and the supermarket. And so, Sabrina said, well, we've got this holiday market, and which was an amazing looking location. It looked brilliant. But not only that, the owners and operators were just incredibly supportive. So it was sort of sitting there for a while, and I was like saying, well, we've got this. And then we're sort of trying to figure out all the other bits and pieces and casting and stuff. And then eventually, we needed some office space, which we also got, again, from Sabrina, from the visitor center. And so with those two things in place, we thought, let's do it. And then so we used a lot of local cast, local crew as well, so from part of the camera department, some of the makeup. So we only brought a couple of people from L.A. crew-wise. A lot of the actors, main actors, were probably from L.A., but then a lot of the supporting actors were from Reading. Not to say that there weren't worthy of lead roles because there's some great actors there. And I now cast for other projects that I shoot, maybe in LA or something, from a lot of actors based in Reading because it sort of made me aware of there's a great talent there. So, yeah, and you know, we filmed, it was a pretty quick shoot. The grocery store was still operational as we were filming, which is kind of part of the vibe. And everyone was just amazingly good and supportive, and they, you know, when we left, no one was happy to see us leave, apparently. I heard that they're filming, someone's filming there again, so that's a good sign. So, yeah.
So you would say, and we got to take a quick break here, but so you, what you're saying is that you were, one, because of locations, we have everything you can imagine here. And the yes. fact that you were supported through the Film Commission, and that the there is a wealth of talent up here. This is something that you have no hesitancy about coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be coming back again, and in fact, I am coming back again to shoot something in a couple of months. So yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, all everything you said is correct. It's all there, and in a great little town. So. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Tony, you've been
yes.
talk to us about what you're part of it. Yeah, I know you haven't anything to say, and I can't just go to a break without having you on. So come on, tell us about the project.
I need another cup of coffee to let Ingus talk.
It works for me.
Actually, it's interesting. Real quick, I know you said you had to go to break. I had initially written this as a series. And Angus, when he saw it, he said, you know, could you, and I had like the TV Bible, you know, quote unquote, all set and whatever. He goes, can you combine this? We'll do the feature first and then kind of go in reverse. And that's where we're at now. I mean, we've done the movie, and now it's kind of like a launching board, you know, to start pushing it as a series.
So, oh, wow.
Okay, now, look, I will take a break, but hang on, and okay. we'll turn you loose here. But when we come back, tell us about your project, and especially if it goes into a series, that I'd like to have a walk-on part or a spot where I'm driving the car or something. I got shot in one movie, so I know my expectations are low. So we're gonna take a break here. Think about purchasing an electric car. Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. And that's any type of vehicle. It's car, truck, or bicycle. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Sabrina Jurisic, Angus Benfield, and Tony Jarrett.
Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, Al Pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 8:20 in the morning here on Thursday, the 27th. It's about 73 degrees and rising.
Already.
We're going to go up to, what, 96?
96 today.
96 today, so it's not bad. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Sabrina Jurisic, who is the film commissioner for here, kind of Northern California, or many of the counties here. And on the line is Angus Benfeld and Tony Jarris. And Tony has written a script, and it's been filmed, right? It's called Yellow Bird. And Tony, tell us what this is about.
Well, it's a main character that Angus plays. His name is Jake Rush. We're finding him in the middle of, you know, he's a down on his luck former PR. He was in PR successful. He's going through a divorce. He's got an unhappy stepchild, and he's working at a place called the Yellow Bird, at the supermarket. And meanwhile, he's got his mother. His mother, he can't even afford to put her in apartment or assisted living. She lives in an RV on the parking lot of the grocery store. So he's going through all this, and he's a stock boy, quote unquote, at the store. And, he moves his way up to become manager because the store owner, his son, a little snarky, you know, 20-something-year-old. He's just always, as he calls him, he says, you know, the character of Jake, that's my whipping boy. And the father runs a grocery store, realizes, wait, this guy's got it together, and he should be actually the manager. So he does, so there's that conflict with the son. And meanwhile, you meet all these quirky characters that work there, and they're all, you know, who's this new guy coming in, whatever, and he kind of turns them, and they become a family. And actually, Jake discovers what Yellowbird means in life, and his mother tells him this at one point. And she's got early stages of dementia, and like he says, you know, I work for the Yellowbird. And he says, I don't know where that is. He says, Yellowbird, Jakey, it's about finding your true passion in life, that someone or something that you can't live without. So that's kind of in the story. Jake, you know, he brings all these people together, and they become this family, like at the Yellowbird, you know.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good premise. And but you want this to kind of go on from just the film, is that correct?
Yes, yes. I mean, Angus and I have, you know, we've been working on this for a long while, and we just actually, after the movie, you know, it's kind of, you really don't need to see the movie, but we hope everybody does, but, you know, it's a back history, but it's, you get to explore more in the series, because we go back kind of like the series, This Is Us and whatever, like how you can go into flashback and see when he was top of his game and how he did meet his wife and when they were in love and, you know, how everything just kind of unraveled and you find him where he is now in his life. But, like I said, there's all these different scenarios, not just him. Every week you know, we can have guest stars come in there at the grocery store and you create all these different, you know, scenarios that go on. And we get to explore more with the characters that were in the movie, like the cashiers and the, you know, the person that, works in the bakery, that type of thing. So, you know, and the son that, you know, was managing former to Jake's character, we see him. He's always wanted to be a hairdresser, so they open a pop-up hairdresser inside the grocery store. So it's all these different scenarios inside, you get to follow. And
inside the grocery store? A pop-up
hairdresser? Yeah, pop-up.
Well, sure, they had hair at Walmart.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of, you know, on aisle five, clean up on aisle five, we've had a dye incident here.
You know, yeah, exactly. You can buy in. I think we have it in there. For every 10 dozen eggs you buy, you get a free set and curl and, you know,
free
curl or whatever.
There you go. Hey, I'm starting to write down ideas. I'll feed them to you, okay?
Okay. Oh, that's right. You still want your cameo. I'll put you behind the butcher's desk.
There you go. You want some loin today? Oh, okay. Okay, turn me down. Turn me down. Okay. So how did you feel about filming up here in our area?
How did I?
Yeah.
Personally, I like everything, like what Angus had said too. It was the ideal location. We couldn't have asked for a better with the grocery store. And as he said, everybody was just, they were so receptive, and we kind of, you know, with the people, customers coming in and stuff too, it made it, you know, it just looked, it was so real, because it was real, you know, and it just, the area, it's just got so much to offer. It was great.
When is the film going to be released?
Yeah. Where can we see it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When is the film going to be released?
No, the film has been released. Actually, we went on Amazon, launched it in, I think it was February. So it's on Amazon Prime now. It's on Freevee. It's on Tubi. There's all these different platforms you can find it.
And I have some of those.
Amazon Prime, perfect.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You know, would you recommend to your fellow filmmakers that to look at Shasta County?
Definitely. Like, you know, Angus had said, yeah, it's a great area. It's not, I mean, you know, and to get there, like you said earlier with the airport, you have flights there in and out or the drive. Yeah, it's a long drive from L.A., but it's well worth it once you're there and you have all the opportunities there. So, yeah, worked for us. It was great.
You're a small, and I'll turn you all loose after this question, but you're not a huge production company. But what would you like to see here as like a like to help or to help bring in other film companies? What would you like to see established here, maybe as a full-time business? You know, I mean, people talk about
that would help. That would help you with your doing.
That would help
you
with what you're doing, and other filming organizations.
Yeah, if you're looking for like bigger production companies, obviously, like the state tax incentives are really appealing to a lot of the bigger companies. So, like, New Mexico and upstate New York have those rebates. So that is where a lot of the bigger productions go. But I think if you had something like that, that certainly would help. And, I mean, obviously more direct flights and stuff. I know that when we were getting there, that was something not always. I think that's improved. I think, as Sabrina was saying, I think the flights are getting better. Yeah, other than that, I think, you know, definitely it would be great. I think there's great opportunity, like, for a potential studio to be there. It doesn't even have to be a large studio, even just, like, with some sort of sound stage. And also supplies, too. So when you're, you know, you're not close to your home base in L.A., you know, things that, you know, the camera team might need or the gaffers and grips might need and those sort of things. Having a sort of a place there where we can sort of access those sort of things do help. But yeah, I think, but other than that, I mean, you've got everything there. I mean, and the more production you get in, which is already happening anyway, I think the more, it just becomes more and more appealing. Yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I think it's great. I think the problem is if there's too many people there, then maybe we won't be able to get in there. Next time. I don't know.
Well, that's, we hope that we have.
We want to come back into the holiday markets. I got booked out for the next.
Yeah.
Marvel's filming there, and
we have three holiday markets, by the way. So I mean, we can find that.
We'll find one for you.
Hey, thank you so much for your time and calling in today. We so much appreciate it. Next time you're in town filming, make sure you stop by. And we'll get you on, have you on the show.
That'd be great.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay.
Yellowbird, and that's on Amazon and Freevee and Tubi. What is it?
Tubi, and they actually have won 6 awards at different festivals as well. So
for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're still there, but congratulations, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I get to brag on them.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, a sponsor of many of the functions, downtown functions, 501s, that are happening, nonprofits that we have in our area here. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a hospital that cares about the community. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, the 27th of July, 8:34 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 96. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, in fact. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's been there for, gosh, 30 years or so, and they work by appointments, which means you give them a call and set up a time that's good for you, and go in, get your hair cut, and wander out, or you can just hang around, read the Car and Track and golf magazines that they have there. Never had a bad haircut there. I've only been going there, though, for 15 years. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. It'd be a great filming spot, by the way. And I say that because our guest is Sabrina Juricic, and she is the film commissioner for, gosh, Northern California, kind of.
Kind of.
Shasta County. And
every place you're doing films in Northern California, she's involved.
Shasta, Tehama, Yuba, and Sutter Counties.
Yep. And also, but see, we talk about films, but commercials also. Commercials are shot up here. We got...
Yeah, there's all different kinds of production that happens. So even people come and do still shots for, you know, marketing like Nautica and Toyota, things like that. So, yeah.
It's certainly a lot of beautiful places to take pictures.
There is, for sure. Yeah, we have no shortage of beauty.
If we had, you know, one of the things that our guest in the last half hour, Angus and Tony, were saying about, because if you bring up your film crew and you bring up your cast, now we do have much better flights than we used to. Daily flights coming in from Burbank. Yeah. And if you think about that, that's pretty cool. I mean, they could fly up in the morning and then fly home that evening.
Yeah, the Avelo flights that happen are definitely game changers for us because they're so economical where, that has opened doors.
And you can stay up here for a couple of days, in fact, and then because you can always get people back. But one of the things it seems like, and I think logistics here, is the equipment. If, you know, getting the equipment here, if we had a production facility, it would be mainly as a place that you would have this type of equipment. And maybe.
So you're talking sound system, cameras.
Well, I'm talking about cameras and other things, and I, of course, don't know what you need, but the smaller productions have, you know, their cameras. I mean, some of them are one camera shoes, some are two, some are three. If there was a in a soundstage up here,
yeah,
would that be a reasonable investment?
California, our studios run about 95% booked throughout the state, so there's definitely a need for more studio, you know, soundstage space throughout the state, and you know. For sure, I think it's an asset that would be an extra draw to the area. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be the exclusive thing that would bring a production here.
No.
But it would definitely be a nice add-on for the other assets that we have. As far as the equipment goes, one of the things that's really great about this community with the filmmakers that we do have is they're willing to share their resources. So I had a you know, a call at 10 o'clock a couple nights ago, and they're like, hey, we need a couple silent generators. I call a couple of our local filmmakers that have done productions here, and, you know, within 12 hours, you know, I'm giving them resources that they can use for the, you know, coming up shoot. So we have a community that is and industry-wide, it's a very relationship-based industry. So, you know, people often work together, and when he's talking about referrals and drawing people from our area out because they did such a great job on projects, like, that is just kind of like, that is what this industry looks like, you know, so it's exciting. And, but as far as the equipment goes, we definitely could use more equipment. A lot of times we're having to draw things in from, you know, the Bay Area or Sacramento on projects that, if we don't have the asset here, but most of the time we do.
Okay.
The other thing we talked about, and I'm always fascinated by, is the amount of talent, raw talent that we have here when we do productions at the Cascade Theater. Recently attended, I mean, we had that encore presentation. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about talent, my goodness, it's just right here in the community. And then we just had the play at Shasta College. Sound of Music, my goodness.
Rainmaker's going on now.
Yeah, and this is these are very talented Broadway play kind of people. They're not amateurs. You look at them and that can travel anywhere.
Yeah, when we had, I think the last time I came on, we were talking about The Dresden Sun, which was the project that had Christina Ricci and Stephen Hogg.
Yeah,
And we had, in response to that, I think it was over 900 locals interested in working on production that now are in our database. You know, and every time we send out a request, we kind of squeeze out more, you know, draws to the surface more people that are here that have different kind of experience within the industry or are interested in getting involved. And yeah, the talent, we get that a lot from productions that film here. I had no idea that you had people that were of this caliber in this area, you know, and everybody wants to be, they're excited to participate. They, you know, they come and they're 100% there on set. They're, nobody's begrudgingly part of a production when it's filming here.
And they show up and they are accountable and respectful about the time that's involved.
Yeah.
And,
they used Linda's car in one of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
While she was driving it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I said, did you rent it to him? I mean,
thank you.
Sabrina, how'd you get into this?
Well, so I was actually part of the Shasta Cascade Wonderland, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I went and worked for another nonprofit for a few years. Actually it was at the Rescue Mission. And then, this position came open, two positions came open, and I was actually applying for the other position. Lori Baker knew me from before when I'd worked at Shasta Cascade, and she was like, I think that you'd be a great fit for this. And I initially turned it down because I was like, I felt like people in the industry would be superficial. I know that's probably a horrible thing to say, but like, I just was like, that's not really my, superficial. Like, superficial. Like, I wanted
to. Oh, superficial.
Yeah, superficial. Like, I'm not the, you know, but I have, you know, a week later, it just kept kind of pressing on me, and I was like, I feel like I really, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm so glad, because I found it to be really hardworking people. They're super genuine. It is so much about relationship. They welcomed me in without having, like, a film background. I'm president of FLICS, which is the statewide network of film commissions. And if you had told me that that would happen in 7 years, I would have thought you were crazy, because I was like, no.
I don't know anything about it.
But like this, so
it on TV.
The success that I've had is really because of the community that I've been involved in.
And well, you know, people forget, and I'm one of the first ones to ding on the, you know, the ones that are in the news all the time, you know, the actors and some of the, but you can't forget that movie's made with, you know,
hundreds of people below it.
Hundreds of people.
Hardworking people.
And when they're working, they get paid well.
Yeah.
But they're not always working.
That's true.
And, I mean, I've met somebody who was serving when they were doing this big commercial for the Marine Corps. My unit was used to be the Marines in that. Mm-hmm. And just going out there on the production set, this lady brought me up a cup of coffee. And, which I appreciated. And I said, so you're in the, yeah. And I said, is this a good job? She says, it's a great job. It pays me very well when I work. And that's the thing is, it's when you're working. But we can't forget is all those people like Angus and Tony, they're the smaller production, so they're doing a lot of these things themselves.
They are. They carry a lot.
They carry a lot on that, and they don't pay the same because they're not SAG as do the major studios. But these people love what they're doing. They turn out good movies, good entertainment.
Yeah.
And with all of the new areas that are open, like, you know, they make this movie and it goes on to Amazon Prime. And you've opened it up to millions of people.
Right.
And before, it all had to go through the theaters.
That's true. They get a lot more exposure now, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we're here with Sabrina Jurisic, who is the film commissioner, who's also, I just found out, the president of the statewide Flicks Film Commissioners, right?
That's good.
Do you get, like, tickets to premieres?
No.
They don't? They don't call you up and say, hey, we're having this big premiere for what's its newest one? Barbie.
No.
No, and they didn't say, would you like to come down for the, would you like to ride in the pink Cadillac or anything? No. They didn't do
not
that.
Not to this point, but it's a good idea.
You got to do is grow it. Grow it. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yes, I still love that song. It's the one we play when we go out on our last segment. So yeah. You know it's we're into our last segment, another grueling 2 hours.
Which just whizzes by.
Whizzes by. And Trish Clark and I are here with Sabrina Jurisic, who is the film commissioner for Shasta County and several others around here. And we found out we've got an average of one production a week going on up here.
And I'm going to bet that 90% of the population out there is unaware that we're filming films at all, let alone one a week.
I mean, they can say, maybe a commercial now and then. But, no, we've got movies going a lot here. Sabrina. We talked about it during the break. We don't have, we have theater departments, but we don't have a part of the theater department, a movie department, I'm just going to call it a movie department, where you're making films.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need cameras set up on dollies and all this. Like we said, one camera, two camera shoots can be done. And yet we don't see that in our colleges and universities, Shasta College or Simpson. Do you think that could be a viable program for them?
For sure. I think, you know, anything we can do here to help build more, of our cast and crew locally is going to help us attract more productions. They have less to draw in, so they're lowering their expenses. But it also is giving our local people more of an opportunity to pursue their dreams. You know, so that's another thing about this industry. You know, people get to work on sets. It is hard work, but as you mentioned, you know, you got to be on a film and you kind of got the bug. Like people, that's what happens is that if
I just want to be in a movie.
Yeah.
And I can tell my daughter, hey, look, I was in a movie and you could see it.
Right.
And she said she saw it and she said, well, Dad, that was the best 3 seconds of the movie.
But how long did it take to film those 3 seconds?
About 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, you're a really good actor.
That's what he said. He said, well, that's
got
really
it on
good.
The first take.
Hey, you know, how much does it take to aim a pistol at nothing? But I didn't aim at the cameraman. Hey, aim at me. No, I'm not going to aim at you. And Alex, whatever his name is, should have listened to me. But the point is how it's done is very, very interesting. But we have film festivals here, and the Sundial mm-hmm. is one for people that either live here or have lived here.
Yeah.
And that's a very successful
it is.
Endeavor.
It's wonderful to be able to have something like that really showcases not only our region, you know, on screen, but the talent behind what is producing that content. And so they do a really good job. Yeah.
Okay, so that's where I think that, and I've always wondered since this is, we have everything you could possibly imagine from burnt out forest to beautiful rivers to lakes to filming sites. Now, on your website, mm-hmm. you have, and this is one of the things I've noticed, you're looking for filming sites.
Yes, we do. Actually, we have a couple of requests right now currently for productions that are hoping to film in our region. So anything, if somebody has a location, regardless of how common or random you think it might be, we are always looking to add to our location gallery. Mm-hmm. So you can go on to the website and under locations, submit your location, and we can get it up on there. We keep your information private, so we remain the contact as the liaison between the industry and this community. And so we'll let you know who's you know, not necessarily their name initially, but I mean, like, what type of project it is, when they're looking to film, the details of the request, how many cast and crew.
Now, do they pay the owners of the house?
They do, yeah. And so we can help if somebody is, you know, unfamiliar, which most new locations are. We have a sample contract, and, you know, what your property, the California Film Commission puts out a great booklet called Your Property in a Starring Role. And so we can give them information on what does it look like when a production comes in, because I guarantee they're going to move everything in your house. You know, so you have to be aware of what it is that they're going to do. But they put it back. You know, I mean, that's the thing. They put it back. They have insurance. We make sure all of that. So, like, if anything does go wrong, it's covered. They fix it. We rarely have issues. Most of the time, it's, you know, productions are taking good care of your space. So,
yeah, you know, when you get into the bigger productions, they spend a lot of money on renting places. Mm-hmm. But, you know, up here it's going to be smaller productions, but still you get reimbursed.
For sure.
So if you have, I mean, so what kind of, if you're talking like you maybe have an old house or a ranch or a barn.
The one on the website right now is a cabin or a house, log house out in the woods.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a need for a cabin. We have a music video looking for a kind of older trailer. We're super close, I think, on finalizing that one. But we also have kind of like a villa style, mission style, something similar to Anselmo. But Anselmo is not I don't know that they're going to work for this request. So something similar to that, where it has,
you know, the old kind of Spanish look.
Spanish style.
I'm surprised that you could find an old trailer here in Shasta County.
You are?
Wow, you had a really
We dug deep. Well, it's not just having the asset, it's having access to it, right?
There you
so
go.
We do have to make sure that we, you know, have permission to use it from whoever owns it, and, you know, that it fits the need of the production. So, yeah.
I've got six or seven, I could just tell you their exact location right now.
We'll go.
I get a finder's fee.
There you
yeah,
go.
It would be a dollar, because you could just, you know, drive down.
Yeah, but then you'd have to talk to whoever's living in it, which probably isn't the owner.
Hey, where am I going to cook? Oh, never mind. The reason I had Sabrina on was because I do get her quarterly or bimonthly emails, and I think, you know, people need to understand is that Shasta County, we're growing in Redding and Anderson and City of Shasta Lake. Everything's growing. And being able to have a dynamic filming community where people call her, she's on the phone every day, and then she's got to say, well, I'm sorry you can't come up this week, but you could come up the next week because we've already got people filming, is kind of the bottom line. Or maybe you're already doing that.
Well, I never tell somebody they can't come. We just find a different location.
Yeah, there you go. We can have more than one here at one time.
We can definitely handle more than one production at a time. But yeah, it does really matter, especially in rural communities, that you have an active film commissioner, because especially, you know, people like Tony and Angus, that they know that they're going to have support when they're here, and that they know that they have somebody who has relationship with in the community.
That they can pick up the phone and say, I need blah, 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 and somebody else
because
is going to run with that.
Permitting and things like this.
For sure,
If you want to go on national land, that takes a permit, mm-hmm. and you've got to explain everything, and then, you know, in the local community, too. Hey, we need to shut this street now.
Right. We have
now, is that what, 15, the kind of things you do?
Yeah, we have 15 different jurisdictions that require permits in Shasta County alone. And so, yeah, and there are certain locations where they might have to have more than one permit. You know, for example, if they're wanting to film on the highway going through Whiskeytown, that requires not only a permit from Whiskeytown, but from Caltrans. You know, so
National Park Service, Caltrans.
But Caltrans runs through their jurisdiction.
Exactly.
You know? And so we have to make sure that everybody's covered, because the worst thing that could happen is, you know, production getting shut down because of a piece of paper that wasn't filed. You know, so we want to make sure that, and then also safety. We want to make sure that our community is safe, the people working on set are safe, and a permit does help, because we're making sure what activities are they planning on doing to help prevent injuries and, you know, things like that. So we would not want any, negative association with filming in our community.
And for a filmmaker to come into an area where there isn't somebody who knows all of those things and has them at their fingertips mm-hmm. would be impossible.
It'd make it very hard and far less appealing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
Very easy to miss something.
Your whole job is to lay the groundwork so they can come in, do their job, and mm-hmm. leave.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And leave money here. And yes. How much money did you say is brought into Shasta County through this filming?
Well, last year we reported $4.1 million that came in from
wow.
filmmaking.
That's kind of like gravy.
Yeah. This year,
can I say that?
$1.2 is where we are at right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason that as the word spreads and we get more facilities, more mm-hmm. you know, more user-friendly things up here that they can use,
yeah.
or infrastructure, that you couldn't double that.
Right.
So, and once again, you're talking about the flow impact of this kind of thing. You're talking hotels, you're talking restaurants, you're talking grocery stores, you're talking drug stores. All these people come in here and they use all of the services. So the down trickle down effect is where they spend money when they're here.
For
and
sure.
If you had a decent sized SAG production up here and they were using locals, mm-hmm. of course you got to have a SAG card. But, I mean, then the money goes up there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but every project makes a difference. I mean, I'm happy to help a small independent film, a commercial production.
Oh,
it doesn't matter what it is. And, yeah, so every one of them adds up.
Just think that Yellowbird, this is an example.
Yeah.
It's won 6 awards. Mm-hmm. But imagine if it was in there for, and it pops up for a big award
mm-hmm.
and filmed in Shasta County.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love everyone that's filmed here.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Sabrina, thank you very much, and don't be a stranger here. And
thank you.
When you've got something, I guess whenever your email comes out, whenever it comes out, it piques my interest again to see what's going on. And appreciate you taking the time to be with us and to line up Angus and Tony to be
thank
on the
you.
Show. They sounded really interesting.
Right. Yeah.
And if the next one comes through here, maybe we can get that production company on.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, it's only going to be like only 96 today. But it still gets hot in that car. So watch out leaving your animals or anything else you have in the car that you don't want to be alive when you come back.